Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jason Tebbs, CEO, and Clive Beattie, CFO of On The Markets, OTMP ticker. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure. Hi, Justin.
Yes, good to catch up with you. Hi, Clive. Hi, Jason. Good to catch up with you. As always, the housing market is hitting the headlines, very buoyant, very busy, so it's always good to catch up with you. Before we do that, as always, Jason, for people maybe new to investing and not familiar with On The Market, just explain how you work, please, what you're all about.
Of course, Justin. OnTheMarket.com is a property marketplace. It's sometimes referred to as a property portal, and that's where estate agents, letting agents, and house builders advertise their available properties across the country, and then we introduce them to consumers who visit the site to search for those properties of interest and engage directly with those advertisers.
Excellent stuff. And when we talked was it in January, I think, last updates, you saw upgrading expectations for the year, looking very positive. How has this year started then, and what's new with On The Market, Jason?
Yeah, that's right. We upgraded our expectations a few months ago, mainly due to stronger sales performance and continued cost discipline while still investing in the business. In terms of this year, so far we've started well and in line with our expectations, and the overall picture shows we're making really good progress as this strategy evolves. I think we've demonstrated to our customers now that we are more than just a portal. And since we launched the new website in December, we've rolled out a number of new products and innovations for our estate agent and house builder customers. So we're really pleased. In terms of what's new or what's coming, we're really now focusing on those serious property seekers, those people who are most likely to buy, sell, rent, or let. And many of the new products are designed to help agents increase valuation opportunities, because as you'll know, stock levels are really, really low at the moment across sales and lettings. So for example, we've launched a marketing tool to help agents win more instructions. And we've built on the success of our instant sales valuation tool as well by launching a new rental calculator on the site, which encourages existing and potential landlords to engage with our estate agents. So I think overall the website refresh has done its job. It's increased our conversion rates, and we're providing new tools for consumers, things like being able to search for travel time, street level search, registering properties that aren't on the market. All of those things designed for consumers really suit those serious property seekers, and we're pleased they're being used. But there's still more to come, still things in our roadmap. We're relaunching some other parts of the site too, and there'll be some more innovations coming later in the year. And we're about to start our next round of these town hall meetings, which we've talked about before in previous chats. And This is where I engage personally with as many of our estate agents and house builders as possible. And it's a really good way to understand and learn and listen to them and what they need from us. And that helps us really with our strategy of devising further new products in the future. So yeah, all looking good. We're really pleased.
Excellent stuff. And I've seen that this month you're due to have a shareholder meeting to discuss capital reduction to create cash reserves, potentially for dividends. So what's the reason behind that?
Yes, yeah, so I'll pick up on that, Justin. So really, it's just a proposal to give us greater flexibility. I think, as you know, we've got a strong cash position. We had 8.4 million of cash at our last year end and no borrowings. But because our strategy initially was to invest in growth in future years, we have been in a position where we've got limited capital that is legally distributable. And the rules are complex, and I won't get into them. But effectively, what this capital reduction process, if it's approved by the shareholders and then subsequently the courts, would give us is substantial reserves that are available to distribute should the board consider that appropriate in the future. And really, I say, you know, should they consider it appropriate, because, as you know, we need to consider at any point whether we have what we'd call truly excess funds to return to shareholders, or whether there remain opportunities to invest that to achieve better returns for shareholders. And that could be all organically in terms of some of the product developments and things we do, or it could be if an opportunity was the right one through acquisitions. But effectively, this step, you know, without this step, we have our hands tied in relation to future dividend policy. And so we think this is a very positive way forward and good for our shareholders. And the board is recommending they support it.
Excellent stuff. OK, let's talk about the property market. I recently read again, house prices have gone up by 12% this year and it seems they're not going to slow down. I'm certainly getting some more emails from you guys as well about new properties. So what's happening, Jason? You know, is it going to slow down, or is it going to be crazy? Is demand still high? What's happening?
Yeah, it's still high, very high. We're in the busiest sales market since records began back in 2005, and that's driven primarily, as you exactly highlighted, by a real shortage of properties to sell or let at pretty much every level. And don't forget, that's despite all the headwinds of cost of living crisis, inflationary pressures, bank interest rates, all the geopolitical issues around the world. The property market is still showing no signs of slowdown. Our latest on the market property sentiment index showed that 75% of our active buyers were confident they're going to buy something in the next 3 months. And 82% of sellers were confident they'd sell in the next 3 months. And 64% of all properties going under offer went under offer within 30 days of instruction. So, I mean, buyer sentiment is still very, very high. And it's ultimately, it's that sentiment that drives the market. What we are seeing, though, is that there is a gradual and slow increase in the numbers of new instructions coming to the market. There's more valuation requests in terms of more people looking potentially to sell. So we should see some more available stock start to come and appear online soon. But with so many motivated buyers, there'll still be a race out there for those very best properties for some time yet until the markets start to level out. As a quick point in terms of the commentary you made about the index that was released this morning. Yeah, I mean, you know, these you know, month on month increases have been really going, you know, without any downward pressure for many, many months now. And I think it is all driven by that fundamental of supply and demand, because let's face it, there's lots to get in the way to dampen that demand, but it doesn't seem to be happening. As more stock comes, eventually those you know, double-digit annual growth, the level of that will start to level off over the coming months, but it's going to be a few months yet, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you know what? I think, you know, like I say, our nation, I think, of house watchers. I mean, unless people have just recently moved, you know, I always keep an eye on property. And I like to mention, but you mentioned supply quickly there. You say there's a few more coming on. Why do you think people are now starting to sell? Do you think it's because they can see that, you know, house prices are high and maybe interest rates will have a dampening effect on that and they're going to sell now? Any idea why some people are deciding to sell now?
I think it's partly that, but don't forget, we are in... You know, we sometimes forget, since we've been through the, you know, COVID crisis, cost of living rises, and all the other things that are making the headlines. Mm. We sometimes forget that seasonally, spring and early summer is when most properties come to the market anyway. So yeah, part of it is a seasonal effect, and that's you know, at the basis level, when people are looking outside their front door and they see their gardens, you know, looking great, and the leaves are on the trees, and the weather's a bit nicer. Technically, it's a better time to sell anyway. So I think it's partly that anyway. I think the other factor is, as you say, you know, people are looking at these double-digit annual growth. They're looking at all the reports. They're starting to see some changes of opinion or differences of opinion in what that means. And many of the larger banks, many of the larger estate agents are giving their own forecasts and predictions. And potentially some people look at that and go, now seems like a good time. So I think it's a combination of both of those things. I don't think there's any one single thing that's affecting it, but we definitely are seeing a few more instructions come to the market.
Excellent stuff. And yeah, people should sign up to your emails. They're very handy, literally. And I got to say, I'll testify. People may say I'm biased, but I've signed up to all the portals, and your guys' emails come through first, always. And so that's like I said, it's a huge weapon in your armory when you're looking for houses. Because when you've got a busy, high demand market like this, of course, if you can get a booking, an appointment, 3 hours before the next guy who's on a different look at a different portal, it means a lot of difference, doesn't it? Because that's what it's all about. You could, guys, three reasons then why someone listening right now who likes the sound of what's happening and they're not following the story, why they should hit that follow button on your page and add On the Market to their watch list, please.
Well, they should definitely hit that follow button for these three reasons. The first one is we've already shown strong growth in both those key metrics and if our financial position, with more agents on paying contracts, revenues increasing, and with our continued prudent investment into both people and products, we believe we're building a really solid tech-enabled business for the future. I think secondly, the foundations are now very much in place for this new phase of our growth, and we're beginning to execute that ambitious roadmap that we'll see On the Market become more than just a property portal, more new products, more new services, which will combine to grow income from our existing customer base, but also help onboard new customers to the platform too, all the while still being committed to sustainably fair pricing for our agents and house builders. And I think thirdly, and you touched on it just now, actually, we have an increasingly differentiated proposition from other businesses in this vertical. Our agents also choose to support us with only with us listings, which are properties that they choose to list with On the Market 24 hours before Rightmove or Zoopla, or indeed some of our customers aren't on any other property search sites at all. So I think that is a real advantage for serious property seekers, and that really does help to gain that traction with those people who are really active in the marketplace. And we're now starting to develop other areas of differentiation to really give those people who are most likely to buy, sell, rent or let an advantage on that journey.
Excellent stuff. Jason Clive, thanks very much. Hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.